sad when they lose lives, for sure. And from the Chiefs to those people, our thoughts and prayers are with them. Second is it was good to get back in here and start practice. Listen, this is a first step. So we had the guys for a couple weeks here in meetings, and now we're able to take it out on the field. Is it all perfect? No, it's not all perfect right now. But it's the first step in the process, and we'll keep working at it and getting ourselves better. There's a good attitude. There's good work going on. I was pleased with that. Time's yours.
Did you plan all along to be inside, or weather, anything?
Yeah, we did plan on being inside. I mean, the weather looks like it's going to be this way for the next few days, and that's okay. We're in here. We do our thing. We got plenty of room.
Coach Rodney Hudson back out there today. How did he look?
Yeah, listen, I'm just not singling one person.
Well, I mean, but he had the broken leg.
Yeah, he did pretty good. He did pretty good. There are a couple guys that are coming off injury that look good. Rodney did a nice job in there at center. Yeah.
I know this is voluntary, but are you optimistic and encouraged by the numbers that showed up?
Well, I am. I mean, really, Albert is the only one that's not here. And listen, I understand the business, and we don't really concentrate on the guys that aren't here. We concentrate on the guys that are. So I'm excited about that, and particularly the attitude, you know, that they've come with.
Is Albert's decision not being here his decision, or did you guys tell him not to be here?
No, that's his decision. Yeah, that's his decision.
Andy, what are the challenges for Alex and all he's been through in his career, learning a new system almost every year until he finally had some stability last year, and now he comes here and has to learn your system and your offense?
Well, he does have to learn. There'll be some carryover with it from what he learned in San Francisco the last few years. So I think that'll be a positive for him. He seems to handle all this stuff very well, and our defense is throwing a lot of different looks at him. That's what our defense does, and we're in return throwing a lot of looks at the defense. So and that's what our offense does. So that's a it's good work on both sides. But I thought Alex handled it very well today.
With 3 days, what kind of goals? What kind of how accelerated do you try to make it? What type of things do you try to pack in, and what will be less than 6 hours?
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, no, that's a good question. The way we went about it was. We installed the last couple weeks, and we took it slow and took the 8 days to do the install. And then we came back, and we're repeating those things that we had meetings on the first couple weeks. So they're hearing it a second time. They're digesting it, and then we're asking them to go out at a fast pace here. In other words, rapid fire pace of calling plays, getting up line scrimmage, and executing. And like I said, is it all perfect? No, but we'll get there.
When you have a new quarterback, what are the important things you like to see from them the first couple of days or the first couple of weeks?
Well, you want to develop a timing with your receivers. You've got to get to know those guys. And then you get down to specifics, the different drops that you have within the routes that we're calling and how you handle those against the different looks that you're throwing for the defense.
Andy, what's the challenge for you after 14 years in one place and now you're starting over late in your career?
Well, yeah, listen.
I assume it's
yeah,
Wow.
Yeah, that's all right. I got it. You're a redhead, man. I mean, come on. So I would tell you that I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying most of all the energy of the players and the coaches. I mean, we're all out here teaching and learning, and that part's exciting.
Can you make John Baldwin into a productive wide receiver?
Well, I would tell you this. John's working hard. You saw him out here today, and John's a unique specimen, being as big as he is. So he can do some things that other people can't do just by size and strength, and then it's important that he puts himself in that position to do that, and he's working hard at it. He had actually a good day today.
How do you bring that out in him?
Well, he's going to do it himself. He'll do that. He wants to do a good job, and so that's a mindset that he's in right now, and it's important that he just continues to do that.
Yeah, you had two workout guys here today. Who were they?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Old 76.
Yeah, that's a good question. Both of the guys are kids that Dorsey brought in for depth, and they are tryout guys.
They'd be here all week?
They'll be here, yeah, all 3 days, yep.
Couple more guys.
Any clearer on what you're going to do with the number one pick?
Well, listen, I'm going to let you guys know after we do it. All right. You guys be good.